to 67. Jesse and Molly in suit were in Jesse's office before Bryce Kane arrived.
"Well, at least we know why Paul Hutton was here," Molly said. "A reunion."
"Or a shakedown," Suit said.
"He didn't seem the type to me," Jesse said.
"Because you were at one AA meeting together?" Molly said.
Jesse took his glove and ball out of the bottom drawer of his desk, snapped the ball into the glove.
"I'd like to know how many Canes knew he was a relation," Jesse said.
"Can you ask the kid?"
Suit said.
"Hiking with some of her friends through the Alps," Jesse said.
"You can't track her down?"
"To do that, I'd have to ask her grandmother," Jesse said.
"You can't put off talking to her about all this forever," Molly said.
"Bryce first," Jesse said. "He's the one who paid."
"But it was the girl's sample," Molly said.
"You think her grandmother knows about this?" Suits said.
"I got the sense when I was with them that the two of them do more than their share of headbutting," Jesse said. "Lily gave the impression that Samantha's kind of wild."
"How old?" Molly asked.
21.
"She's pretty, she's young, she's rich as shit," Molly said. "I would have been wild, too."
"Wilder," Jesse said. Molly put her thumb on the end of her nose and wiggled her fingers at him.
"Lily's a tough nut," Jesse said.
"Tough enough to leave a baby in a dumpster when she wasn't all that much older than her granddaughter is now?" Molly said.
Jesse said, "Nothing tough about that."
Kane was in casual work clothes, blazer, pink shirt, jeans, loafers, no socks. His hair was brushed back and landed nearly on the collar of the jacket. Jesse always wanted to ask him who told him he looked good with Fabio hair.
"I'm going to need to talk to Lily about what I'm going to tell you," Jesse said.
"She's in Palm Beach," she said, "packing up the old man's stuff, getting ready to sell the place."
"That didn't take long," Jesse said.
"When my mother wants to turn the page," Kane said, "she doesn't screw around."
Jesse told him what he knew.
"Bullshit," Kane said.
"Which part?"
"I don't know anything about a DNA test," he said. "Why in the hell would I need one? To see if I'm related to any other royal families?"
"You weren't listening," Jesse said. "But I'm assuming that happens a lot."
"Fuck off."
"Your daughter took the test," Jesse said. "You just paid for it. You're saying you didn't know?"
"Got any kids, Stone?"
"Son, grown."
"And he doesn't know your credit card number and security code?"
"I'll have to ask him."
"Well, if he doesn't, you're one of the chosen few."
"You don't check your credit card bills?"
Kane made a snorting noise and shook his head, like the steak he'd ordered wasn't rare enough.
"I have people to do that," he said.
"Well, she took a test," Jesse said, "and got a match with a guy who came to your parents' house the same night somebody shot him dead at the lake. It means he's related to your daughter, and might be related to you."
Jesse could almost see the wheels turning inside Kane's head as he put a hand to his face and pulled hard on his cheeks.
"Or he could be related to my dear estranged wife," he said.
"Yeah," Jesse said, "he could be."
"Then why did he go to Lily and Witt's house and not go looking for your wife?"
"But if it's you, he was your half-brother, which also would have made him one of Witt's heirs."
"You don't know that," Kane said, "unless you saw the will."
"Actually, I did," Jesse said.
"No fucking way."
"I'm the chief," Jesse said. "I know shit." He smiled.
"You're telling me you don't want to know if Lily might have been the guy's mother or Witt the father?"
Kane snorted.
"Are you drinking again?" Kane said.
"It would have to be the old man. All the fucking around he did finally caught up with him."
"I assume you're going to ask Lily about this," Jesse said.
"First chance," Kane said.
"You think she might already know?"
"She's Lily Kane," Bryce said. "She knows shit."
Jesse sipped coffee gone cold.
"Samantha didn't tell you about this?"
"We don't talk much these days," Kane said.
"Forget about your father for a moment," Jesse said.
"You're convinced Paul Hutton wasn't Lily's son?"
Leaving a kid in the trash? Kane said. Listen, she's always joked about growing up in white trash, Florida. But come on, Stone, you know her. There's no way.
But Hutton still could have been an heir, Jesse said. So you think I killed him over money?
Jesse said, love and money.
What?
Two things that people kill for. Unless your poor Vic was related to my wife.
Easy to find out.
For Christ's sake, Kane said. I didn't even know that guy was in town, until you came to the house and told me somebody shot him. I didn't know about the goddamn test until you just told me. If you don't believe me, ask my kid when she gets back from Europe.
For the last time, Jesse said. You were home alone after the theater thing?
Phone off, he said. Passed out after half a bottle of Dewars. Living the dream.
Then he said, are we done?
For now.
Bryce Kane got up and walked to the door.
Hey, Jesse said.
Kane turned.
Who do you think might have wanted Hutton dead?
Your problem, not mine. Now fuck off.
When he was gone, Molly came into the office and said, how'd that go?
The last thing he said was for me to fuck off.
That well, huh? Molly said.
I need a break, Miles, he said. The next day, he got two.